From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Today is the first day of school in Broward County, and it's a particularly tough one for students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Yesterday, we told you about two Douglas students who found comfort by writing a song called Shine. The money they raised helped pay for an art therapy camp this summer. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman recently visited the camp in Parkland.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we ready?
I guess.
We ready?
It's only been a couple hours, and the kids of Camp Shine have chosen a background track and written lyrics. Now they're ready to record. First, they lay down the beat with claps and stomps. Then, vocals.
Sunrise, dewdrops, falling from the trees.
The only reason I'm allowed to sit in on this songwriting workshop is because, technically, it's after hours. The regular sessions of Camp Shine are confidential. The counselors are actually counselors, not just in the typical summer camp way. They're therapists, and they get kids painting and acting out skits and singing about their trauma. Now the campers are taking turns at a professional microphone.
I can shine like a firefly in the night sky, in the sky tonight.
For 2 weeks, a few hours a day, Marjory Stoneman Douglas students got therapy disguised as music, drama, and art activities. Like painting both sides of a mask, the outside portraying the face they show the world, and the inside, their true self. About 80 students, including incoming freshmen, attended the camp this summer, thanks to a foundation started by a couple of upperclassmen after the February 14th school shooting. The idea? Healing through art.
All of the art and the music we do, it's really healing, it's relaxing, it's calming, and it kind of takes our minds off things.
Kaylee is 14, a new freshman. We're not using her last name to protect her privacy.
We're still kind of upset about the whole thing, and we have the right to be. But I think this is really going to help us.
There's already some evidence that the camp did help.
There are reductions in post-traumatic symptoms, which we're very encouraged by.
Dr. Gail Ironson runs the trauma treatment program at the University of Miami. She's working on a study measuring the camp's effectiveness at treating depression, anxiety, and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As part of the study, kids took a survey on the first and last day of camp. They reported whether they had symptoms.
Thinking about the event when you don't mean to, having dreams or nightmares about it. Loud noises made me jump in surprise.
And then they said whether they were feeling better. The kids in the first session, early in the summer, saw improvement. But Ironson still plans to do a follow-up survey with the campers after 3 months. This is her doctoral student, Emily Hilton.
If the intervention works for 2 weeks and then it fades again after a week, it's not nearly as valuable as if it holds on into the fall, especially as these students go back to school.
The long-term benefits of the camp aren't known yet, but the therapists who were in charge said they saw students transform. On the first day,
they looked like shells, kind of void of any emotion.
Jessica Ash is a drama therapist who lives in New York City and typically works with Holocaust survivors. She designed the group therapy curriculum for Camp Shine.
By the end, we were laughing and crying and connecting and sharing, and they were connected back.
The songwriting workshop I attended wasn't therapy, but it was a chance for the kids to express how they feel. Their song reflects what they've been through.
Battlefield I'm in, it gave me thicker skin. I'm ready to begin, and I'm sure to win.
No one said the dark was quiet. No one said it would be silent. We'll conquer all our fears, a life with no more tears.
The foundation that ran the camp plans to organize more songwriting workshops during the school year. And if they raise enough money, Camp Shine will be back next summer. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
The recording you just heard was produced by The Motivational Edge, G Nova Sound, Lakshmi Ruiz, and Daniel Gong. This story is part of our series, Stoneman Douglas Stronger. You can find more by visiting WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.